Hey everybody, Ian Morgan Cron, host of this show, Typology, the podcast on which we explore the mystery of the human personality through the lens of the Enneagram. I am in the Typology studios with my dear friend and producer, Antonio Scenario.
Ian Morgan Cron, how are you doing, man?
You know, I've had a lot of coffee today, so this should be a very quick show.
Yes, all right. Well, I'm excited about this show today.
Me too.
Yes. So today we thought we'd talk about all of the different resources that are out there to help people learn more about the Enneagram, learn more about themselves, and maybe aggregate some of those into like a top 20 list or something.
Or more.
Top 25.
Or more. I have so many 30. Resources. I don't know when to stop. But I'm
well,
assuming
the more the better.
If I keep talking, yes. It'll be so fast.
Mo better makes it mo better.
Maybe that should be a new byline. All right.
That's what Denzel said.
All right, so you've written down a list of things you wanted to ask me.
Yes. So let's begin with books.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
There's a wealth of really good Enneagram books. So let's maybe start with some of the classics.
Okay.
Okay. If you really want to dig into the Enneagram, right, Beyond the Road Back to You, which is really a primer. I mean, I think it's a great place to start. But let's say you want to expand knowledge beyond it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I would say the more sort of like Bibles, you know, like the first sort of big books, big Bibles of the Enneagram would be Riso and Hudson's Wisdom of the Enneagram.
Yeah.
There are other book Personality Types.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those two.
Yeah.
Helen Palmer.
Okay.
Right. Her book, The Enneagram.
Mm-hmm.
She also has a book called The Enneagram in Love and Work.
Do you want to give us a little something about each one of them or?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. So the Wisdom of the Enneagram is sort of a comprehensive look at the overall system of the Enneagram. And it goes into great depth and detail. And one of the sort of pioneering, you know, elements or things that they came up with is this whole idea of levels of integration and disintegration. So what does each number look like in health, in the average sort of space, and in unhealth?
Right.
And so they were really the... Riso and Hudson were the ones who came up with that sort of approach to understanding each type, you know, beyond just its sort of characteristic features, but really what it looks like when it's in a good space and in a bad space.
Okay.
So that's a great one. Personality Types, it's the book with the orange cover, and it really goes more into just, again, deep detail about each of the personality types, but also in that book, they start to move into other topics like harmonic patterns. And, as I recall, things to do with instinctual variants, et cetera. So they go into more stuff than just the Enneagram, but into some of the triads beyond head, heart, and body, right? They go into talking about the different kinds of triads inside of the Enneagram. So that's a great one. Helen Palmer is just a classic. I mean, you know, Helen studied, she really was at the very front end. The very front end. Like, you know, I think it was 1972 with Claudio Naranjo in California in that very first group of people trained. And she is really the grand dame of the Enneagram.
Mm.
Okay. So that book, The Enneagram, her other book, The Enneagram in Love and Work, where she looks at each type as it relates and exists or inhabits the spaces of love in relationships and in work.
Okay.
Okay. I think another, you know, kind of landmark, you know, flag in the ground book is, of course, my favorite, my go-to book, the book I tell everybody to read after they read The Road Back to You, is Beatrice Chestnut's book, The Complete Enneagram, 27 Paths to Greater Self-Knowledge.
Okay.
Why do I love it? Because nobody, in my opinion, explores and just, you know, kind of helps people understand subtypes.
Yeah.
Right? Because there are three subtypes of each number. Remember, self-preservation, social, one-to-one.
Right.
And each of those subtypes of gives you a different distinction, right? It gives you a finer distinction of understanding of each type, right? I would say another book that I really like is, and again, sort of a landmark book, is The Essential Enneagram. mm-hmm. which is then the subheading, the subtitle is The Definitive Personality Test and Self-Discovery Guide. And that's by David Daniels,
okay.
MD. He was a professor at Stanford, I believe, university, and a real early pioneer of the Enneagram. Recently died, but just a real wonderful human being, I'm okay. told, and just a lovely writer about the Enneagram. All right. So I think if you're a person coming at the Enneagram from a Christian perspective,
okay,
right, there's two books you got to get. And one is another one of those landmark books. And that's The Enneagram, A Christian Perspective. And that's, of course, our friend Richard Rohr.
Mm-hmm.
And that book was the book that started me on my journey into the Enneagram.
Right.
Was reading Richard Rohr's book, The Enneagram, A Christian Perspective. And I can't commend it highly enough. Mm. It's a fantastic book. I'd say another one that I like is by our friend Marilyn Vansel,
okay.
Which is called Self to Lose, Self to Find, A Biblical Approach to the 9 Enneagram Types.
Okay.
Yep. I enjoyed that book. I'm a fan of Marilyn's, and so I think that's a great one.
Yep.
Another book that I don't hear much about, but again, that I think is worth reading if you're coming from, again, a Christian perspective, mm-hmm. and I don't presume everybody who listens is a Christian, but this is a good one, is a book by Alice Freiling called Mirror for the Soul, A Christian Guide to the Enneagram.
Okay,
just another good book for people to check out. And of course, the book by our friend Chris Hewitt's, The Sacred Enneagram, Finding Your Unique Path to Spiritual Growth. So those are books from a Christian, more Christian perspective.
Now, what do you like about those books?
Oh, well, I mean, Marilyn's is a wonderful book because I like how she delves into this idea of the true self and false self, which I think is really, really worthwhile. Alice Freiling, I like because I love her voice. I mean, she has a very kind, kind of tender voice. She too kind of dabbles into the realm of what does it mean to have a true self and false self? How does the Enneagram help you uncover the true self?
Okay.
Right. Chris's book is interesting because I think he has a more contemplative approach to the Enneagram. And, in our tradition, I would say that I come from a more contemplative sort of theological worldview. And so that makes an important contribution to that. Richard's is just a landmark, right? Mm-hmm. Rohr's book is just, it's like a seminal work.
Yeah.
You really have to read it because it's sort of what got the fire going.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
In terms of the Christian sphere.
Yep.
So I think I just got all of them, but yeah.
Did you? Is that it?
No, that's the, in terms of the Christian
Christian ones, okay.
Right? There's an interesting book also by a Christian who's more on the progressive side of the Christian tradition called Becoming Conscious, The Enneagram's Forgotten Passageway. Now, this one's a little, I love this book, but it's a little out there. So here's what I think about books.
Uh-huh.
Some people get anxious about books that might, bump up against their worldview. And I'm always like, seriously? Like, you do have an analytical, critical mind. You can decide which parts of a book you like and which parts, you don't, right?
Right, right?
In AA, we say, take what you want, leave the rest.
Right.
Sometimes I read books by people that I may end up disagreeing with 60 or 70% of what they say, but the other 30% is worth the price of admission.
Right. That's good.
So I'm always like, please leave your anxiety at the door and go learn from everybody.
Yep.
Right?
That's good.
So Becoming Conscious, that's an interesting book about the Enneagram. And, if you're looking for a book on, the Enneagram and relationships, again, from a Christian perspective, pick up a copy of The Path Between Us, An Enneagram Journey to Healthy Relationships. You might find that helpful. There's a book I've just started getting into called The Enneagram Field Guide. Mm. And the subtitle is Notes on Using the Enneagram in Counseling, Therapy, and Personal Growth.
Ooh.
So for therapists,
Now
I can't really speak. I can't give this a wholehearted recommendation yet because I haven't finished it.
Okay.
But I think for therapists who are interested in the Enneagram, that might be an interesting resource to check out. But, there's another book that I don't hear much about that I like. It's called The Everyday Enneagram, A Personality Map for Enhancing Your Work, Love, and Life Every Day. And it's by a woman named Lynette Shepherd.
Okay.
And, it's a simple read. It's a thoughtful read. you could blow through it pretty quick. It's a kind of an a la carte book too. You can kind of poke around and get a lot of stuff without reading it from front to back.
Okay.
Right. She actually encourages it. Right?
Wow. Okay.
And I found some little nuggets in there over the years that I've really dug. And again, I could come up with a long list of these, so I got to be careful.
How about giving us two or three more?
Yeah, sure. 9 Lenses on the World.
Okay.
The Enneagram Perspective. That's by a guy named Jerome Wagner. Again, another guy who's been around a long time in this space. And I enjoy that book, as well, because, and I guess what I appreciate about it is his way of approaching the Enneagram as in the language of worldviews. Mm-hmm. Right? In the language of worldviews.
That's interesting,
And that's a whole, again, see, the cool thing about the Enneagram is you can come at this thing from so many angles.
Right, yeah.
And mine it.
I like that, yeah.
It's got so much rich stuff in it. You can mine it deeply, right? Mm-hmm. And then, I guess, what else would I say on my list of favorites? I'll give you one more. And boy, okay. I can give you more. We'll do another show. So if you're an author listening to this and you're mad because I haven't mentioned your book, don't. Chances are I've read it. We'll get to it next time. Okay, I'm kind of winging here. But there's a book called the Everything Enneagram book. Identify your type, gain insight into your personality, and find success in life, love, and business. Gosh, they make you literally write the longest titles now.
That was a publisher's title.
You know why, right?
Right. Why?
SEO, baby.
Tags.
Yeah, because they want, they want so many names on the cover, words on the cover of your book, so that no matter if anyone just like went on Amazon and wrote everything,
right,
your book would come up. Boom. Yep. Right. Golly, it drives me nutty. Anyhow, that's an interesting book, and I'll tell you why I like it. Because they approach the Enneagram from a Jungian perspective, which is sort of my favorite psychological modality. So
yeah.
I kind of dig that book too. It's by Susan Reynolds and John Waters and Rana Pfeiffer Ritchie. So I also enjoy that book.
Okay.
Good. I got more, but we'll hit them next time.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah,
those are
that's
books.
Good. Yeah, let's move on. How about some training?
Man, there's a bunch. Okay. I've been to a bunch of them.
Yes.
And I would say, let me just tell you my favorite so far would be the Enneagram in the Narrative Tradition.
Okay.
This is Helen Palmer School. Okay. Right? Understand the Enneagram in the Narrative Tradition. I've studied with Peter O'Hanrahan and Rene Rosario. Mm-hmm. They became friends. I know many people who've been through their training. And again, it's kind of like just such an established school, right? Okay. I love the Narrative Tradition because I really want to hear, as you know, we do this on the show.
Right.
I don't want to sit around just describing types.
Yes.
I would rather hear what their experience is like for them. I want them to talk about their type.
Right.
They're the experts.
Right.
And so in the Narrative Tradition, this is why now when I go out to teach, so often now I use panels. I teach a little bit about the type, and then I bring people up who know they're that type.
Sure.
And interview them.
Right.
And I'm telling you, man, it's magic.
Right.
So that's where I learned how to do it.
Yeah. I've seen you do it several times. It's really great.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I think the website for that is enneagramworldwide.com, but maybe we can throw a link into the show notes. But it's, again, it's the Helen Palmer School. It's the Enneagram and the Narrative Tradition. If you just went online and said that, you would find out all about all their trainings. It's really, pretty great.
All right. Moving on. Let's, how about, let's throw a little music in the mix.
Okay. I got one.
Tell me.
Sleeping at Last.
Okay, of course.
Our friend Ryan.
Yes.
Who's a fantastic human being.
Yeah.
Ryan O'Neill, he's got otherwise, no, a.k.a. Sleeping at Last.
Right.
If you go to his website, sleepingatlast.com, he has written a song for each of the 9 Enneagrams.
For every number. And they're all, it's completed now and all released.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody's got to go get them that.
Yeah.
Right? Because they are really moving.
And they really are.
You know, I just met him first time face-to-face last weekend at Bob Goff's birthday party.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, 2 weekends ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we were at Bob's house. It was a kind of a brunch the day after the big party. And he comes up to me and he gives me a hug. And I'm like, okay, who are you? why are you hugging me, young man? Young man, why are you hugging me?
That's hilarious.
And I come to find out it's Ryan. And, I just gave him a big smooch and just said, thank you for your beautiful music.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart.
He is. And he's a genuine kind of weird genius, and, mm-hmm. musically. I mean that in the best sense of the word, weird genius.
He is.
So,
okay, how about apps?
you know,
what are your go-tos?
Yeah. So my go-to Enneagram app, and there's a couple out there, but basically the only one I use is Ennea app.
Okay.
E-N-N-E-A P-P, I think that's what it is. I don't know. P-P. No, that's not what it is. Hold on. I'm going into my phone. I want to make sure people get the right thing. Yeah, it's called Ennea app. N-E-N-N-E-A-A-P-P.
There you go.
So Ennea app. Okay. I use that. I mean, right. I really do. Yeah,
and
I
what
use
do you,
it.
What, like, tell me how it helps you out. What do you use it
well,
for?
Well, it's a quick reference guide.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, here's the thing. When you know a lot about the Enneagram,
yeah.
it's hard to know when to stop. People will ask you a question, and you're like, you get flooded with answer. And sometimes, I'll just go to the Ennea app,
yeah.
and just like to make myself talk shorter, I'll say, okay, here's what it says. Da-da-da-da, and, you know, or I'll say to them, read this. And I think they have pretty good information on it.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I just hit get.
Oh yeah. I'm so you go to right yeah, you now. Go to you know
I didn't have
iTunes and pick up Ennea app.
There you go.
E-N-N-E-A-A-P-P.
All right. How about because I want to save a couple of these, how about some social media? Tell me your favorite Instagram.
Oh, they're popping up everywhere.
Related to the Enneagram.
They're popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so just a couple of weeks ago, I did an interview with Sarah Jane Case. Which is Instagram's Enneagram with Coffee.
Coffee, yeah.
Right? Enneagram with Coffee. And it's got a gigantic following. And she is not only just a sweet human being, you know, she's created a kind of a tribe of people. And she really knows the Enneagram, and she's charming. I love what she posts on Instagram. It's really it's really fun, and it's a great sort of way to get people into the conversation. So I'm a fan of her and what she's doing on Instagram.
It is really great. I love that one. How about one that maybe we're even a little more familiar with? Ian Morgan Cron.
You know, my manager would really have appreciated my remembering that, so thank you for saying it. Yes.
Yeah. Ian Morgan Cron, and then we have the Typology Podcast.
Yep.
Yeah,
right. That's
both
on
of
Instagram,
those.
Typology Podcast. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Let's see. What else do we have here? How about fashion? Enneagram fashion.
Okay, you are setting me up, aren't you? This is a complete.
I'm working you right now.
Okay, so funny you should say that, Anthony.
Yeah.
But you know, back at Christmas. Yeah, you know, and kind of a last minute thing, I told my manager, Jason, I said, man, we've got to get some stuff out there because it'd be really fun for Christmas to give stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
And man, he went into high muscle mode, high muscle, get it done mode. He and his team, Natalie Sang, and among others, really, they just went to work.
Okay.
And they put together a shop. We're going to be expanding it this year. So you go to iancron.com and
yes.
you go to shop.
Shop.
And then what you're going to see is some really cool Enneagram mugs, T-shirts, stuff like that, right? We'll be expanding it this in the very near future. Here's why I love the mugs and stuff like that. Particularly, I've seen this in the corporate world, but in families, everybody gets their mug. It has their type number and the name of that type.
I love this.
And like literally, like you'll be walking around with it, maybe at the office or at home, and it's like an immediate conversation starter.
Yeah.
You know, like I've done it with corporate teams. They all get the mugs and they're wandering around the office on Monday and someone goes, hey, you're a five. I'm a five, you know, or like, oh man, they see it on your desk and it's like, I'm a three, you're a five. You know, I probably shouldn't keep this conversation going too long lest it become overwhelming.
Yeah.
Anyhow, it's a wonderful reminder to people about, you know, how different we all are. And then putting a reminder.
Those are fun. I love those.
Yeah, yeah. And you put a reminder in your, you know, when you see them in your head that says, okay, appreciate difference.
Right.
So housewares. That was housewares.
Yes. We have housewares and then we have fashion.
Well, fashion was the T-shirts.
You're rocking some tees.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're rocking some tees. By the way, speaking of fashion, can I just pause and do a little ad for somebody?
Let's.
And here's the deal. Just so everybody knows.
I think you tell the story again a little bit, right?
I should tell the story?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's the thing I want to say up front.
Okay.
This is an unpaid for ad.
Right. Okay.
Okay. That's important because
that's right.
It's like, what happened? Okay. A week ago, right before we recorded last week's episode,
yes.
right? which, by the way, was a lot of fun talking about the Andy Grammon story.
Yep.
I went to go buy a pair of trainers that, that would not be like, you know, dad shoes.
Right.
Like I would come out as a bad facsimile of Larry David. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, I got to get some shoes that I can wear to the airport and maybe also wear in the gym at the hotel, because I don't want to carry two pairs of shoes in a bag. I'm trying to go, I'm trying to become a minimalist traveler given how much traveling I do.
Right.
Right. All right. So I go to this cool store, 62 Hermitage Avenue.
Okay.
Just outside of downtown Nashville. Right. It's a place called Rooted, R-O-O-T-E-D, Rooted.
Okay.
Two guys I met there. One is one of the owners named Alexander. Maybe it's Alex. I can't remember. Anyway, it is Alexander. And his guy, another guy was in the store, is a guy named Cole. They have the coolest shoes, dude. And they're like, you know, cool trainer shoes, like Yeetsies. And like, you know, the prices range from like $80 to $1,000.
Right.
So it has this huge kind of like, array cools, and even though there's like this, it's this modern men's apparel boutique shoe wear footwear place, like really
these are super cool.
They are super cool, right? And what I did when I left, I was so impressed. First of all, they told me they'd read The Road Back to You, and so that was an immediate connect for this narcissist.
Now you really like the place.
Now I really liked them, because I'm like, oh my gosh, you know me and you like me. Oh, I will stay and buy more shoes. Anyhow, that made a really fast connection for us, and I said, look, I love your store. I love the shoes that I bought here. I'm going to give you a free thing, like an ad. Like I'm going to talk you up on Typology, right? So then we worked out a deal. Not in return for cash. I'm not getting any money for this, right? I may get a pair of shoes out of it, but you know, I got to twist some arms around that one. But here's the deal I worked out. If you walk into that store at 62 Hermitage Avenue, right, called Rooted, and you mention my name, Ian Morgan Cron, or the show Typology, you know what they're going to do?
Tell me.
They're going to give you 20% off.
20%.
That's pretty serious, dude.
That's a great discount.
Okay, I bought.
That's for real.
I'll be honest. I bought like a pair of shoes for like trainery shoes for like $200, right? So literally, you get it for $160.
That's a great deal.
And you buy their.
That's no joke.
They have some really cool Vans in there that you can wear.
Yeah.
And they're $80.
That's
not
killer.
Now. Now they're 74.
There you go.
I mean, we're just helping people right and left on this show, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Now, you could also go to their website.
Stay-rooted.com.
Stay-rooted.com.
Yep.
And if you put in the password Rooted Typology, R-O-O-T-E-D Typology, you're going to get 20% off on your online purchase.
That's a killer deal.
So this is a guy's store.
Okay.
So, you know, if you want to buy it for yourself, man, or, you know, for the women listening to the show, if you have a guy friend that or a brother or a nephew or somebody you want to buy some really cool kicks, you know, for, you know, this is the store, Rooted. Check
Very
it out.
Cool. I love it.
That's a free ad for those dudes. Thank you, Alex and Cole, for putting out great shoes.
Woo-hoo.
Okay.
Well, since we're throwing some love around, why don't we throw some love around to Michael Cusick?
RestoringTheSoul.com.
Yes.
We love us some Michael.
Yes, we do.
He's a fine human being. So Michael Cusick, the founder of Restoring the Soul, a place you can go for a counseling intensive.
Yeah.
So we've said it before, it's very hard to get great results quickly from a 50-minute hour once a week.
Right.
Sometimes people need more than that, and they need it fast.
Yes.
Right? Or they just want to get to work, and they're just people like me who are like, throw yourself into the deep end quick.
Totally, yeah.
You know, go all the way. So Michael's been doing this for 20 years, he and his team. They offer these one-week or two-week half-day block intensives, right? You go out there, and you do a deep dive into your work, right? This is not for the meek or the mild. These are people. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get into our stuff here and get whole and just become the people we were meant to be.
And here's the guy to do it with, too.
Oh, God. He's like Gandalf the Wizard.
He is.
When it comes to counseling. Okay. Here's how you find out about it. You go to restoringthesoul.com or you call Mike directly for a consultation. 303-932-9777. That's 303-932-9777. Michael himself will talk to you about, you know, what he does and maybe perhaps getting a date on the calendar for go out to Denver, Colorado, the beautiful mountains to... to really learn about yourself and find some wholeness.
You got to love that.
You can also get a PDF, can't you?
Yes, you can.
By doing what?
By going to restoringthesoul.com.
Yeah, restoringthesoul.com/typology to get a PDF entitled
Five Ways to Address.
You've been vaping some CBD oil. All right,
oh
let's get
gosh.
It out in the open. You've been vaping CBD oil and it's
five
showing up.
Ways unaddressed trauma may have affected your life.
Ooh, it just suddenly you got
boom
sobriety hit. Not that you get stoned from CBD oil, but if you had, that's what it would have been like.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, there you go. That's our freebie and our not so freebie ads for the week.
Right. Okay, well, let's move on to our top of the tops list and hit assessments or tests. Like, what are some of the places to go for that?
Okay, so there's, as you know, there's controversy around assessments. And right. I don't really want to get into that right
yeah.
now. Let me just say this.
Okay.
This is, again, a little bit of an announcement.
Yeah.
All right. In the next few weeks,
mm-hmm.
I am releasing a new assessment that, not that I came up with,
mm-hmm.
but it's a partnership between myself and a world-class organization that I've come up with what I believe is the most accurate Enneagram assessment available anywhere, and one that puts out the most robust report that you can find anywhere.
Mm.
So like the standard version of this test is a 21 page report.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you subtypes. It gives you your core type. It talks about all kinds of stuff. Then if you buy the next version up, the premium, it's a 44 page report.
Whoa.
And it's all type specific. So it's not like
wow.
we're just handing you the same 20 pages we give to everybody plus 14 about you or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In other words, nope, the whole thing is all about you.
Yeah.
So I'm impressed with it. I'm not going to give you the name. I'm not going to give you the website yet because mm-hmm. it hasn't dropped on the street yet. Look for it in the next 2 weeks. And I want to say this about tests. Can I just
yeah.
say another thing about tests? There are some people who say, okay, well, like the only way that you can learn the Enneagram is through workshops, orally, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and from books.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. You can have that opinion. That's fine. You know, live and let live as far as I'm concerned, right?
Right.
I just don't like it when people get strident and kind of fundamentalist about it.
Right, right.
You know, black and white. But that's me, because I just tend not to do well with people who are black and white thinkers, you
mm-hmm.
know, generally. However, let me say this. All the great Enneagram teachers, Riso and Hudson, Helen Palmer, David Daniels, and others, they all use assessments.
Mm-hmm.
They all offer assessments. So
mm-hmm.
you can't just say, oh, it's a bunch of people who are like online marketeer types who are putting out, you know, personality quizzes. No,
right.
there are some legitimate ones out there
yeah.
like those,
yeah.
right? We're going to add ours to the pile.
Yeah.
Right? And I actually do think, based on the way that these guys have done their research and worked on it for the last 8 years, that it's, and I've taken it, I've field tested it with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty fantastic. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, that's cool.
And I tell people all the time, look, you know, what do you do when you think you're pregnant, right? What did you
and
your wife
do? You take a test.
You go to the store and you get a test. Now,
yeah.
when you read the back of it and it says, hey, there's a chance that
right.
you'll take this test and it will give you a false positive or, you know, a false negative.
Right.
Does it stop you from taking the test?
No.
No. You take the test, you find out, and then what do?
You go to your doctor. Yeah.
And you get an ultrasound.
You dive a little deeper.
Exactly. And so my point is, you take a test, you take it as an important data point, and then you go do things like read books.
Right.
And then take, you know, a workshop.
Right.
But you know what? Not everybody can start there.
Yeah.
Nor does everyone want to start there.
Yeah.
That's a big investment of time and energy. Some people want to start this way. I will say this and close with my thoughts on this. I started my Enneagram journey with an assessment, and by the way,
mm-hmm.
it mistyped me.
There you go.
Now, is that to say, you know, I was thrilled about it? No, but you know what it did? It brought me into the conversation with the Enneagram.
That's great.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it was like a tease. It was like, come on,
yeah.
keep coming.
Right.
Now, since then, I've taken others that have typed me correctly. We just have to accept in life, there's no such thing as a perfect test.
Totally.
Right? I don't care if it's the Myers-Briggs, the DISC, whatever it is. They all have margins of error depending on the level of self-awareness that the person has taken them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's my plug about assessments and my warning to people. Not my warning, but the way that I sort of respond to people who say, oh, assessments are all bad.
Right.
It's like, every time I hear the word all,
yeah.
I always get a little twitch on my eyelid.
Yes. All right. Well, that is our top 25.
That's it?
Yeah. We just blew through it.
You know, by the way,
yeah,
that there's a lot more.
Yeah.
There's so many more things I could say about Enneagram resources.
Oh, yeah. So we'll have to have another show. Yeah.
Totally. We'll do another show where we talk about great resources.
But we hope this has been helpful for everyone.
It was helpful for me just hanging out with you, Anthony.
I feel the same. I feel the same. Should we go out on a Ryan song?
Yeah. Which one do you want to go out on? Let's do one we haven't done yet. Is there one we haven't shared with people?
I don't think we did. I don't think we've done 7, 8, or 9.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do 7s.
7s. I like that.
This is our friend, Ryan Neal, Sleeping at Last, from his collection of Enneagram songs, right? Written for each of the 9 types. You can find him at sleepingatlast.com and download those songs. This is the song about Enneagram 7s. And before we play it, remember the words of the great Oscar Wilde,
be yourself.
Everybody else
is already taken.
See ya.
How nice it'd be if we could try everything. I'm serious, let's make a list and just begin. What about danger? So what about risk? Let's climb this mountain before we cross that bridge. 'Cause I'm restless, I'm restless, I'm restless for whatever comes next. How when I'm standing in one place. So I look to the future and I book another flight. When everything feels heavy, I've learned to travel light. But I wanna be here, truly be to watch the ones that I love, and I wanna make room to love them through and through and through and through the slow and barren seasons too. I feel hope deep in my bones, tomorrow will be beautiful. I'm ready, God, I'm ready. Oh, I'm ready, restless and hungry.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.